97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. The vivacious, the beautiful Melissa Rivers is on the phone. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's very early here in Los Angeles, and I'm not vivacious nor beautiful at this point.
You know what? I guarantee you are. What exactly are you sporting right now? Are you in jammy pants? I'm gonna guess jammy pants. One of those little cami tank top things, and your hair is kind of up in a mess.
Yes to all of that, but you forgot I have on a sweatshirt.
Okay.
Over that in a pair of Uggs.
You're wearing Uggs with your pajamas?
Well, because I've been walking around my house.
Okay, all right. I think it's funny you skipped the slippers and went right to the Uggs. You know why? Because you're in Los Angeles, right? That's
yeah. they're as if they're. I treat them like my slippers.
So, Melissa, the reason we have you here today, brand new book, Red Carpet Ready. Of course, everyone knows you from all the coverage that your mom and yourself have been able to do through the years doing the red carpet stuff. And you can take little hints from that and put into your own life, right?
Yeah, the whole idea of a red carpet moment, it's really anytime the focus is on you, good, bad, or indifferent in life. So, you know, it's sort of taking these things that I've seen over the years, and remember, when we see people on the actual red carpet, it's simply a small snapshot, not just of their day, but of their lives.
Right.
And if you pull the lens back a little bit, you realize there's lots of other things going on. And it could be anything from, you know, a job interview, a wedding, a presentation at work, meeting your future in-laws. It's, you know, getting fired, going on a job interview. It's anytime the focus of whatever's going on is on you. And
right.
It's how to handle those situations.
And you're talking not only, like, appearance-wise, but, you know, the way you handle yourself and the way you answer things and all that kind of all that kind of goes into it, right?
Absolutely. Of course, there are lots of fun fashion tips and, you know, little tips and some gossip about the red carpet and all sorts of things people don't know that go on. But it's also about behavior.
Right.
And how to get through those moments. I mean, you know, there's times when we've all lost jobs. And, yeah, you want to go and, you know, have your network moment from, you know, network the movie, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, or your Jerry Maguire moment, who's with me?
Right.
But the best, you know, you got to remember, keep in mind, the best thing to do is leave, gather your thoughts, don't bitch and moan, don't call around and complain, because you never know where any of those people are going to end up and be in a position to work with you or hire you.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Trust me, that Jerry Maguire moment does not work.
No, it does not work, but boy, it feels good when you do it.
It didn't quite work out for me that well. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. So,
yeah, exactly. You know, or where you're going to be in a situation where you're going to run into an ex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've all wanted to, you know, throw a drink in their face, sort of like Ellen Barkin.
Yep.
But you say, not the best course of action because I don't have $20 million of his jewelry to auction off. So we would look towards someone like a Jennifer Aniston, who, with 80 million pairs of eyes upon her, had to present at the Academy Awards with her ex-husband and the woman he left her for in the front row.
Right. Speaking of,
you know, with the camera up her nose and people waiting for her to even blink funny.
Yeah, they're just waiting for her to make, you know, even if she coughed because she had a tickle in her throat, people would have taken that as, oh, she thinks she's a bitch.
Exactly. But you figure, if you look at that as a good example, you're pretty sure you can get through that company meeting where your ex is bringing the new wife or girlfriend.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Melissa Rivers. The book is called Red Carpet Ready, Secrets for Making the Most of Any Moment You're in the Spotlight. It's available all over the place. You have a website, melissarivers.com. Go and check that out as well.
Yeah, that's actually going to be updated soon, which I'm very excited about. And you can follow me on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
At Mel Rivers.
All right. Well, I'm gonna Twitter the hell out of you coming up in a few minutes.
So, at Mel Rivers.
At Mel Rivers. I'll be right there. You have been knee deep in. When people think of red carpet, they think of you. They think of you and your mom doing that whole thing. When you get ready to do a red carpet, it's live. It's how much of it is prep and how much of it is just on the fly. Oh, hey, there's so and so. Let's talk to them. I mean, what kind of goes into what kind of what's the atmosphere like?
Well, it's total chaos. But, you know, I love that. I love working live. And you know what it's like when you're live, because you're live with the radio all the time.
Absolutely.
Which is you prep and prep and prep and prep, and then throw it all directly out the window and go with it.
Yep.
But I talk a lot about in the book about being prepared. Because if you're prepared for different events and you've done everything ahead of time and gone through everything and are organized, when things go completely sideways, it doesn't completely fry you.
Right.
You know, it'll give you pause, but you can handle different tough situations. What I never understand is you hear all these stories all the time about, like, these women who pick up their wedding dress and don't even look in the hanging bag until that day, and they realize it doesn't fit or it's the wrong one. And you go, wait a minute, don't you think a week before your wedding you might want to slip it on?
Yeah,
double just check, because that day there's really not a lot you can do about it.
Yeah, just once, maybe. Yeah.
You know, or my favorite is always people who go to the go get the tanning before the day before an event.
Yeah, you want to test drive that a little bit before.
Yeah, so it's everything from the shallow to the, you know, deeper, more meaningful kind of lessons I've sort of accrued during the way.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Melissa Rivers, the Red Carpet Ready. Red Carpet Ready, it's available in bookstores all over the place. Of course, the Amazons and the BarnesandNobles.com and all that fun stuff. The Oscars are coming up. What's your take? What do you like most about doing these things? And is it the fashion? Is it the talking to all the kinds of people? Is it the stories behind that no one else gets to see?
It's a combo. It's about knowing certain people and rooting for them because you actually do have a personal relationship with them. It's about the fashion. My mom's back hosting at Fashion Police at E, and I'm producing those shows. I've produced all three. We've done this so far this season.
Nice.
And they've been great, and we've gotten wonderful response on the changes I've made in the show. You know what we all look for are the unexpected moments. That's what are great. That's when you just get on your knees and light candles and pray that Bjork's going to show up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, Melissa Rivers, Red Carpet Ready, available in bookstores now. You pretty much popped out, and you've been in part of a show business like your entire life.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I mean, did you go to normal high school? Did you go to
prom? Yes, I went to totally normal schools. I went to a very, very conservative grammar school in high school, and then I went to University of Pennsylvania.
Was mom just your mom, or were you Joan Rivers' kid for, you know, all through high school? I mean,
how do I know the difference?
Yeah.
It's not like I had two sets of parents and I picked.
No. I'm saying is how people treated you. I mean, could you tell at, you know, was there a certain point where you were like, wow, they're being nice to me because of my mom?
I think that every day I'm very leery of people. You know, and you have to be, you know, my whole life. And a lot of times that's why you see a lot of the younger stars who suddenly get very famous very fast go a little out of control sometimes.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Again, we're talking to Melissa Rivers. It's Red Carpet Ready in bookstores now. One quick thing. I know you got to go. It's called The Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Uh-oh.
All right. Melissa Rivers, if you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you be doing for a living?
What would I be doing for a living? I'd probably be a lawyer.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child. I had so many favorites. Probably my stuffed dog that I still have.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Goodfellas.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
I don't know. All of it.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? I was playing. That one's too dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. That shows I want to party with you.
We.
Yeah, okay. I believe you. And finally, Melissa Rivers, what is the one person that you've wanted to haul off and smack live during a red carpet event?
There's a lot of those. Tommy Lee Jones.
There it is. Melissa Rivers, Red Carpet Ready, melissarivers.com. Thank you so much for the time. Can't wait to see the coverage with your mom and everything you're producing coming up for the Oscars, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Melissa Rivers, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.